Chapter 7. On the day Moses set up the tabernacle, he anointed it and set it apart as holy, along with all its furnishings and the altar with its utensils. Then the leaders of Israel, the tribal leaders who had organized the census, came and brought their offerings. Together they brought 6 carts and 12 oxen. There was a cart for every 2 leaders and an ox for each leader. They presented these to the Lord in front of the tabernacle. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Receive their gifts and use these oxen and carts for the work of the tabernacle. Distribute them among the Levites according to the work they have to do." So Moses presented the carts and oxen to the Levites. He gave 2 carts and 4 oxen to the Gershonite division for their work, and 4 carts and 8 oxen to the Merarite division for their work. All their work was done under the leadership of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. But he gave none of the carts or oxen to the Kohathite division, since they were required to carry the sacred objects of the tabernacle on their shoulders. The leaders also presented dedication gifts for the altar at the time it was anointed. They each placed their gifts before the altar. The Lord said to Moses, "Let each leader bring his gift on a different day for the dedication of the altar." On the first day, Nathan, son of Aminadab, leader of the tribe of Judah, presented his offering. The offering consisted of a silver platter weighing about 3 1/4 pounds and a silver basin of about 1 3/4 pounds. These were both filled with grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil. He also brought a gold container weighing about 4 ounces, which was filled with incense. He brought a young bull, a ram, and a 1-year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, a male goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering brought by Nathan, son of Aminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, son of Zurar, leader of the tribe of Issachar, presented his offering. The offering consisted of a silver platter weighing about 3 1/4 pounds and a silver basin of about 1 3/4 pounds. These were both filled with grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil. He also brought a gold container weighing about 4 ounces, which was filled with incense. He brought a young bull, a ram, and a 1-year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, a male goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering brought by Nethanel, son of Zurar. On the third day, Eliab, son of Helon, leader of the tribe of Zebulun, presented his offering. The offering consisted of a silver platter weighing about 3 1/4 pounds and a silver basin of about 1 3/4 pounds. These were both filled with grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil. He also brought a gold container weighing about 4 ounces, which was filled with incense. He brought a young bull, a ram, and a 1-year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, a male goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering brought by Eliab, son of Helon. On the fourth day, Eliezer, son of Shedeur, leader of the tribe of Reuben, presented his offering. The offering consisted of a silver platter weighing about 3 1/4 pounds and a silver basin of about 1 3/4 pounds. These were both filled with grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil. He also brought a gold container weighing about 4 ounces, which was filled with incense. He brought a young bull, a ram, and a 1-year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, a male goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering brought by Eliezer, son of Shedeur. On the fifth day, Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai, leader of the tribe of Simeon, presented his offering. The offering consisted of a silver platter weighing about 3 1/4 pounds and a silver basin of about 1 3/4 pounds. These were both filled with grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil. He also brought a gold container weighing about 4 ounces, which was filled with incense. He brought a young bull, a ram, and a 1-year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, a male goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering brought by Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, Eliasaph, son of Juel, leader of the tribe of Gad, presented his offering. The offering consisted of a silver platter weighing about 3 1/4 pounds, and a silver basin of about 1 3/4 pounds. These were both filled with grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil. He also brought a gold container weighing about 4 ounces, which was filled with incense. He brought a young bull, a ram, and a 1-year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, a male goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering brought by Eliasaph, son of Juel. On the seventh day, Elishama, son of Ammihud, leader of the tribe of Ephraim, presented his offering. The offering consisted of a silver platter weighing about 3 1/4 pounds, and a silver basin of about 1 3/4 pounds. These were both filled with grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil. He also brought a gold container weighing about 4 ounces, which was filled with incense. He brought a young bull, a ram, and a 1-year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, a male goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering brought by Elishama, son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, leader of the tribe of Manasseh, presented his offering. The offering consisted of a silver platter weighing about 3 1/4 pounds, and a silver basin of about 1 3/4 pounds. These were both filled with grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil. He also brought a gold container weighing about 4 ounces, which was filled with incense. He brought a young bull, a ram, and a 1-year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, a male goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering brought by Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. On the ninth day, Abidan, son of Gedeoni, leader of the tribe of Benjamin, presented his offering. The offering consisted of a silver platter weighing about 3 1/4 pounds, and a silver basin of about 1 3/4 pounds. These were both filled with grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil. He also brought a gold container weighing about 4 ounces, which was filled with incense. He brought a young bull, a ram, and a 1-year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, a male goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering brought by Abidan, son of Gedeoni. On the tenth day, Eliezer, son of Ammishaddai, leader of the tribe of Dan, presented his offering. The offering consisted of a silver platter weighing about 3 1/4 pounds, and a silver basin of about 1 3/4 pounds. These were both filled with grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil. He also brought a gold container weighing about 4 ounces, which was filled with incense. He brought a young bull, a ram, and a 1-year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, a male goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering brought by Ahiezer, son of Ammishaddai. On the 11th day, Pagiel, son of Achran, leader of the tribe of Asher, presented his offering. The offering consisted of a silver platter weighing about 3 1/4 pounds and a silver basin of about 1 3/4 pounds. These were both filled with grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil. He also brought a gold container weighing about 4 ounces, which was filled with incense. He brought a young bull, a ram, and a 1-year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, a male goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering brought by Pagiel, son of Achran. On the 12th day, Ahira, son of Enan, leader of the tribe of Naphtali, presented his offering. The offering consisted of a silver platter weighing about 3 1/4 pounds, and a silver basin of about 1 3/4 pounds. These were both filled with grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil. He also brought a gold container weighing about 4 ounces, which was filled with incense. He brought a young bull, a ram, and a one-year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, a male goat for a sin offering, and two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering brought by Ahira, son of Enan. So this was the dedication offering for the altar brought by the leaders of Israel at the time it was anointed. 12 silver platters, 12 silver basins, and 12 gold incense containers. In all, the silver objects weighed about 60 pounds, about 3 1/4 pounds for each platter, and 1 3/4 pounds for each basin. The weight of the donated gold came to about 3 pounds, about 4 ounces for each of the gold containers that were filled with incense. 12 bulls, 12 rams, and 12 1-year-old male lambs were donated for the burnt offerings, along with their prescribed grain offerings. 12 male goats were brought for the sin offerings. 24 young bulls, 60 rams, 60 male goats, and 60 1-year-old male lambs were donated for the peace offerings. This was the dedication offering for the altar after it was anointed. Whenever Moses went into the tabernacle to speak with the Lord, he heard the voice speaking to him from between the 2 cherubim above the ark's cover, the place of atonement that rests on the Ark of the Covenant. The Lord spoke to him from there.